Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. The time to walk the garden is here. Whether you want to walk the garden in the afternoon or enjoy an evening of glow in the garden, make your way to southcoastbotanicgarden.org to get your reservations, then grab your mask and bring your family out to enjoy the garden. During this beginning of the winter season in the garden, there are many plants that are happily blooming in the children's garden, the border of the lower meadow, and the demonstration beds. The African daisies are sending up a whole blizzard of bloom. They come in shades of pink, red, and purple. While some of the plants are mounding and some are trailing, they add interest and color to the garden during the cooler seasons. Also sending up fresh blooms are the calendula plants in the children's garden. The calendula plant is one plant with a long history. Since Roman times, it's been used in medicinal blends and magic potions. It's also used as an herb to flavor soups, meats, oatmeal, and stews, while in some cultures, garlands of the calendula flower are used in religious ceremonies to decorate people, altars, and statues. There is little actual evidence of medicinal or magical powers in the calendula, but the flowers are charming and edible. If you continue along the paved path and just turn right past the lower meadow, you can see the California native garden ahead and to your left. If you look very closely at the Euphorbia californica, you will see that it is in bloom. These blooms are very small and may seem insignificant. However, these flowers are well suited to the semi-arid and sometimes rain-deficient Southern California climate. Another plant in bloom in the native garden is the bladder pod. It blooms pretty much year-round and is named after the bladder-shaped fruit that holds the seed. This evergreen native plant can survive and even thrive in very harsh conditions. As you head down around the corner toward the agave collection, where there's always something in bloom, you'll notice along the left are the new shoots of the sea squill. These fresh leaves sprout up now and then die down completely in late spring before the bulb sends up a 6-foot flower spike in the midsummer. This week you should take a look at the jade plants. This is a common plant throughout the cactus and agave collections because it can be propagated pretty much anywhere by just dropping a few leaves. It is hardy and can survive in very low water conditions and a wide temperature range, making it an excellent candidate for indoor or outdoor gardens. Another plant that grows throughout the garden and is worthy of note is the crown of thorns. This is a member of the Euphorbia family, but unlike the one we saw in the California native garden, these plants have very noticeable blooms for pretty much the whole year and come in red, pink, coral, and yellow. You can see beautiful examples in the cactus garden, the agave collection, and even in the flower bed in front of the garden entrance. If you wander along the cactus collection on Tram Road, you'll see the exotic agave ferox is sending up flower spikes. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.